Yes. What I'm talking about, baby.
C-U-1, 2, 3,
C-U.
The Campbell Digital Network.
Jared Fries is a Campbell alum, and now he's the director of student athlete support. We've introduced you to his wife, Tammy, on an earlier Camel Call podcast, and the couple returned to their alma mater 3 years ago. Jared is now the main academic advisor for the men's and women's basketball teams, plus volleyball. His office is right above the court in Gore Arena. And let's dive right into a man with a plan for some student-athlete success in the classroom. That'll be Jared Fries.
It was random for me. So I came to Campbell, I transferred here, and I had work study as part of my financial aid package. And the way that worked then is you got a list of places on campus that hired work study students. And so I just looked at the list. I didn't want to work in the library. And the men's basketball program was on there, so that was my first stop. At the house that used to be on the corner across the street from the Convocation Center then. Or where we're at now, and they weren't hiring anybody. They had their managers full, so just athletics was listed, and so I walked into the house behind Carter Gym on that road, and to the athletic administration offices, found the admin, and said I was interested in working for them, and that got me a conversation with Debbie Richardson, who was associate AD, who managed all the student staff back then, and they were glad to have the help, and so that's how I ended up doing it. It just seemed like out of my options, the most exciting choice for a work-study job. And it went from there to I worked pretty much every home event because we didn't have the full-time staff we have now internally. So it was a lot of students that ran, that did ticketing. Mm-hmm. We did all the setup and takedown. We sold the concessions, all of it. We were the ball boys at soccer, volleyball. I ended up as a line judge in volleyball because someone didn't show up one time.
Now, you got to explain your end of the story because Tammy, on a previous podcast, mentioned how you would work her games.
Yes.
You know, when you guys were both at Campbell. I would love your thoughts on having to be a marksman or whatever for a volleyball game.
Well, it was funny. So students were often line judges back then. We didn't pay full refs like we do now. So I was always there. So that was my number one selling point for the administration is I always showed up to work and didn't get any opposing coaches really too heated, so that was a big plus. But the people, our fans, definitely knew who I was, that I was a student there. They knew that Tammy and I were dating, which is scandalous, I guess. So we were in Carter Gym back then, and I would always make sure I got the corner opposite the home fans to get as far away from them. So if they got angry, there was as much distance between me and them at the time. And we had a middle whose dad was very large and loud, and so I stayed away from him. And so that was my number one strategy, is just get away from the home crowd, get on the other side. But yeah, Tammy does like to say that I missed a significant call. I'm going to say that she's wrong. I got it right.
Well, we don't have video replay, so it'll rest in the ceilings of Carter Gym, I guess.
It will be hotly debated for the rest of our marriage and life, I'm sure.
So, for you guys as a couple, too, of course, when you went down to Florida to get your graduate program, and you got to see it kind of a different culture, different football culture, obviously, just a bigger school. What was kind of that experience like for you guys growing up together, so to speak?
Well, it was eye-opening, so it was kind of seeing both ends of the spectrum, from the mid-major level to the top. And we were students at Florida, and then I continued to work in Gainesville for both football national titles in the early 2000s and both basketball titles. So it was kind of not just the Power Five and the SEC, but they were at the top of that at the time there. So it was the complete complete peak, I guess. So 95,000 people in a football game kind of thing where the whole town is taken over on game day. And going from a school that had no football at all, so I didn't even have a frame of reference for college football.
to that level of like SEC crazy college football was an eye opener, but it was also incredible because, you know, just be everybody. There's a shared community around that. There's a lot of pride, you know, as we all do around our mascots. And it's heightened when you're winning, and there's a lot of visibility. Everyone loves a winner, so it was incredible. I worked there in the I was a volunteer in the marketing department, so I continued to work events at Florida from the time I got there. So I worked. So I was fortunate enough to be like courtside at basketball games when we were winning national titles. I was on the field of baseball, and they went to the World Series at that time. But I worked there. I got a lot of exposure to new sports too, gymnastics there, because we didn't have that here, and I worked those events. And then just seeing the way they operated the scale. And I think that was the biggest difference. Debbie Richardson, who was here at the time, I always say she ran it as if it was a college football playoff game. Every event here, even though it was students working, she had super high standards. So that was an interesting comparison. She ran a really, really good event that was similar in focus. We were just a lot smaller in scope, I would say, back then. But it was a lot of fun to see the other... I guess the other side of college athletics.
It's interesting when we talk about coaches and their families kind of moving around job to job. You guys had a similar route, kind of bouncing from school to school and moving around. I'm curious from your perspective, and maybe this isn't the case, but does it kind of feel like, especially when she's starting her coaching career and you're moving from school to school, kind of that coach-husband type of role where we see families moved and uprooted and things like that? What was kind of that transition like for you guys when you're moving for different jobs and, you know, you have a little 5-6 year window where you're always feeling like you're on the move?
Right. Yeah, I definitely would say it felt like a coach's husband. I mean, we're both fortunate enough to work in the same department most of the time. We started the same school together at East Tennessee State. I was fortunate to land a job there. I moved up without a job when we got married. And then an opening came available. And then our next move was a move for Tammy. It was a move up in conference and ability to get to the NCAA tournament and all those things, moving from a one-bid league to a multi-bid league and kind of those things. So it was a decision based on her opportunity to move up. And then, it was just fortunate. there, a spot opened up, an advisor left. They needed somebody. I had experience. I actually was enrolled in a PhD program. That was my goal there. So with or without a job, I was going to go back to school, and then a job opened up, so I was actually a grad assistant again after working full-time, and then transitioned full-time there. And then, as the coaching world does, there was a head coach change, so it meant Tammy's job was no more as it was, so we had to make a move, and then that time it happened that I found an opportunity first to move back towards North Carolina, and that made that choice or that decision. Mm-hmm. So that for us, it's been kind of that way. If someone had a really good opportunity, the other one has supported.
Yeah, how does that discussion come up? Because obviously, there's kind of competing interests a little bit, and both you guys have those professional and ideological goals that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big challenge. Is, you know, working in college athletics it's tough to break in. It's very competitive to get positions. Everybody, there are a lot of people want to work in our field. There's a lot of good people working in our field, so. It just heightens the challenge when you're trying to do to two of you to work in athletics as well, and particularly if you'd like to be at the same school. So I think, fortunately, we've been supportive of one another and recognizing when someone had a good opportunity and supporting that. And then a lot of it for us, that move, when it was an opportunity for me from Southern Illinois to UNC Charlotte, a lot of it was geography. We were able to move back towards home for her and where we had some connections, and so even though it was my position, there was a win for all of us as a family to be closer to other family. And then just we were fortunate again in the Charlotte area. When we moved there, there were 4 assistant coaching positions. Every Division I and then 1 Division II school had an assistant volleyball position open, and through the shifting around of all of those, Tammy was able to go into one that was probably the best of all of those at the time. So it's definitely been challenging, but we've been supportive of one another. It's worked out.
For you now, especially here at Campbell, you see so many of the families. You see, obviously, the coaches and the players, but you get to meet a lot of their parents just from an academic standpoint. How does that maybe change your perspective or whatever school you're at, but just to get to know these kids not only as students, but you get to see their families and their friends and kind of what molds them into who they are?
I think it's really helpful. I think it helps me as I interact, because sometimes you can focus on whatever it is negative that might bring somebody into your office.
Right.
And so getting to see, you know, if someone has a bad exam or there's a low grade, the circumstance, no one enjoys that conversation, but it helps to see the whole person when you do get to meet their family and you get to see their whole background, and you're able to appreciate who they are beyond a simple test grade or a letter grade on a paper or an exam or whatever that might shape your opinion. So I find that, like, I have sticky notes to remind myself to not lose sight of the people, in spite of what we're trying to do academically, and knowing their families a little bit does help with that process. And so I like to meet them, figure out who they are outside of just a student and just an athlete, their own individual selves.
I know you've mentioned different steps have been, maybe you had an opportunity or Tammy an opportunity. Kind of seems like the way things have played out, this Campbell opening for both you guys has just been a nice, perfect fit to bring you back here and live your lives.
It has. It's been really good, where we both were able to come back to the same institution. So Charlotte, we were in two different places, which worked, but it was a little bit more difficult. Now we get to work at the same campus, and it's our alma mater. There's still so many people on campus that were either working here as faculty or staff that we knew in some relationship capacity, or there's people working here that we went to school with, you know, other Campbell grads who have gone on to work. And so it's really nice from a family atmosphere, because everywhere else we've been, you know, we didn't have a direct connection in that same way. So you have to try and build that community. And when you're away from friends and family, it's a little more challenging. And so from the time we got here, a lot of that was already in place. So it was rekindling old relationships or connecting with people who you knew from 15 years ago in a class you might have taken. It just makes it a lot easier to build relationships and to connect to the institution. I've enjoyed everywhere we've worked at and liked those schools, but it's more personal when it's our own alma mater. And it's a great family environment for us, for our girls who are young. It's a great time for us to be at Campbell and for our family to be here and really to be involved in the community.
So some of the major sports that you work with, obviously the basketball teams and volleyball, along with influence and help with your department, but give us a sense a little bit of, you know, we'll use this kind of week as example with classes starting and kids beginning the semester soon. What goes into the planning and organization of getting all those kids up to speed?
Sure. A lot of it right now is looking over schedules, making sure that everyone's in the right classes that they need for their degree, that we're hitting all of our eligibility markers with successful completion of those. So just double checking that, confirming again. I mean, we looked at it when we registered in the fall, but a last check that all the times line up and that they're not in classes that are going to be a conflict with travel.
Oh, sure.
So trying to find classes that continue to help them further their educational goals and not conflict with their sports, so they're able to do both.
And I got to say, I mean, those practice schedules have to make for quite a, you look at those Teamworks apps and it's a up and down puzzle trying to get all these classes to fit.
Yeah, there's a lot of juggling, and then, you know, different sports in season versus out of season, their schedules flip-flop, so adjusting for that. And so that's a lot of this week. And then getting off on the right foot, making sure textbooks are had, that people are getting their syllabi printed out and read, and that they're passing out travel letters to professors and having that conversation, especially for the two basketball teams who are competing already. So travel is from the beginning, kind of like volleyball in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then into next week, it'll be starting study hall and meetings and making sure we hit the ground running, we don't have a slow start academically, so that we have a strong finish is the main goal, starting well right now.
What is that relationship like? And obviously you being a student here have a little bit of perspective on it, but just from the academics and the athletics side that do have interaction, but it's not necessarily as clear cut as maybe other departments may see it.
Yeah, that's kind of how who we are, is the liaison to the academic community on campus, who are advocates and in support of our student athletes, and then also a measure of accountability for them. It does help to have gone to school here, so there are faculty that are still here from when I was a student. My advisor is still here as an advisor, so those relationships are already built in, as well as I've had classes that my students now take that were part of my degree that are part of theirs, so there's a familiarity, which I think is helpful in having those conversations. But it's a really good community here on campus. I think Campbell supports Campbell all across the board, more so maybe than I've worked at larger state institutions prior to, and it's just a different feel. We're all very connected, and I think that doesn't just extend to our athletes. It extends to all student organizations and groups. It's just a really, really supportive community. The professors want to see the students succeed in what they're doing, and they take an interest in their own interests, which for us is the student athletes and their athletic pursuits. But that's really, it's helpful in our role that I don't feel that we are at odds with the academic community here. I feel like we're in sync, and our students are doing a good job of doing well in the classroom to further that credibility, and that always makes the biggest difference is our students work hard, and that helps to make for good relationships.
Yeah, you and I actually just were sharing some emails about GPA scores and a bunch of teams over 3.0, which obviously is a huge benchmark, and you know, a lot of teams with 4.0s, which just has to be fantastic when you have students coming in with that. But you know, one of the stories I always love is Butler men's basketball, the day of their national championship game. It was in Indianapolis. They went to class that morning, you know, did their whole class routine, and then got ready for the game and stuff. Mm-hmm. And a big part of your job, and certain teams have this as well, is the academic advisor travels with them and makes sure the study hall and things like that go through. What is kind of that process, and how do you try to manage it all with obviously the coaches' requirements and the game, and then, you know, there's still a random Tuesday in the middle of January. They got to go to class.
Sure. It's a challenge for sure. I think the starting point is to make it an and both, not an either or. So the goal is always we're going to be as good of a student as we can be and as good as an athlete as we can be, which is hard to do because both take a lot of time and attention. And so I think a lot of that on the road is maintaining that attention on academics, even though we're not in the classroom for some of the time during the semester, so that we're not out of sight, out of mind, that we're working off campus to keep up with whatever our obligations are on campus. And so I'll travel with our teams, and we do a study hall in the hotel. The days are pretty packed. Fortunate in the Big South that our travel's not too far flung, so our trips aren't extremely long, which minimizes a lot of our potential class absence issues. So I think we miss less class than maybe some peers because of our location, which is super helpful. But on those days that we are going to miss for class, it's part of it's the planning before we leave. So in a regular study hall and meetings on campus, it's making sure everyone's aware of what deadlines they have to meet and that they're working towards that, if that means getting stuff done early. Right. A lot of times, and then communicating with faculty about things they might miss. And then while we're gone, making sure whatever it is they need to be doing during that time is being taken care of. And the message I always have for the students is focus on what you have to do at the time you have to do it. So when it's time to do study hall, I want you all in on that. But when it's time to play a game, I want you all in on that. You can't get better in the classroom on the
basketball court. So you even had that kid walk up to you 10 minutes before the game. Oh, man, I got this exam tomorrow, and I'm all stressed out. You know, they can turn that switch pretty easily.
Yeah, I've definitely had that, and you know, I'll go to practice sometimes and watch, and guys beforehand will come over to discuss something, and I'm sometimes the one to be like, "Hey, man, look over here! Like we got basketball right now." And but I appreciate that when there's that attention there, and they know what's going on, and they care enough to bring it up that they're concerned if there ever might be some sort of conflict that they have to work out, and our students here do a pretty good job of that, and I appreciate their effort in that area, and they do. It's a difficult skill to, because I want their total attention and focus when they're with me working on school, and their coaches expect the exact same thing, which is a lot of attention and focus throughout the day. And I'd say most of us in our day-to-day don't have to be that way from the time we get up till possibly the time we go to bed, with only a brief break. You know, our work day ends and we get to relax, and their days are longer and that needs their attention. So it's a challenging skill. I think it helps them grow as people.
What's it been like for you building some of these relationships now, 3 to 4 years in here at Campbell, and to see a lot of these kids who are seniors moving on that you kind of worked with from pretty much day one?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's really fun to see. I mean, they do seem like kids at 18, 19, 17 years old when they show up as freshmen, especially the contrast of a freshman versus their senior selves, the same exact people. The maturity that develops over their time is amazing. For me, this year is a special year because this is my 11th year doing this full-time. But because of the moves we've made, I've never done 4 years in one place. This is my fourth year here. And so I've never had a graduating class that I was with them from the time they arrived on campus as a freshman to graduation. You know, I've been there with JUCO transfers or others who were here for not their entire time. But this current group of seniors on the men's basketball team and volleyball team were the group I started with when I got here. So I've spent a lot of time, particularly this semester, just thinking, or this year, thinking about that very thing of how different Andrew Udy and Chris Clemens and John Andrew Quadra are. And then on the volleyball team, Jess and Rachel, who graduated already in December, and Maddie. And just they're assured, confident adults who have accomplished a lot since they've been here. And you know, they have it together. And I know they're going to go on and be successful after May into whatever it is they're going to do, versus all the assorted personalities and levels of confidence and just the childishness in a way that everyone is as a freshman. So yeah, it's been a big change, and I enjoy that a lot, seeing that difference.
I guess finally, you're a homeowner now in Harnett County. You are a minivan owner, yes. Recent purchase, yes. And it seems like you're loving it and locked in here at Campbell.
Yeah, I feel like our roots are growing deep here. I mean, they were already here, but it had been a long gap, and it had been over a decade from the time we graduated till returning to work here. And we're surprised on it. Like, we had a great experience in college and have always been, you know, fond memories of Campbell, and have come to events in that gap, but didn't expect to love it as much as we have, and yet to just feel as at home and thoroughly satisfied, both professionally and personally, as we have been.
What I'm talking about, baby!
Campbell Digital Network.